This is Senator Al Simpson. Mikhail Gorbachev arrives here today following a startling admission. The Soviets are building their own Star Wars system. Now even Ted Kennedy can't deny that. Join us when we face off after this. Well, Ted, who would have thought? Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev finally admitted that his own country had been experimenting with their own Star Wars technology. So as Gorby sits down for discussions with President Reagan and leaders of Congress, we should all agree that SDI is not a bargaining chip. You have joined your liberal pals in always protecting the Soviet Union on this one, voting against our own national interest in having a strategic defense initiative. Meanwhile, the Soviets have aggressively and excessively spent over $150 billion on strategic defenses in the last decade. Ted, the American people still know darn little about the Kremlin's version of SDI, but Mikhail Gorbachev has now made the Soviet agenda quite public. Maybe now even you, Ted, might acknowledge the vital importance of the American Strategic Defense Initiative.
Al, your hypocrisy is showing. What did you expect the Russians to do? Say uncle on Star Wars? Of course they're building their own system. They'd be crazy not to. And one thing they're not is crazy. As Star Wars proves, the nuclear arms race is a race where nobody wins and where each side may end up losing everything. We can't spend the Russians into the ground, Al. They'll match us missile for missile, warhead for warhead, bomber for bomber, every step of the way to the Armageddon waiting for us all at the finish line of the arms race. No scientist worth his salt thinks Star Wars will work, Al. It's one of those gold-plated weapon systems that you hardliners love to love, but it doesn't add 1 ounce to our national security. Send Star Wars back to Hollywood where it belongs, Al. That way, you'll be helping to stop the arms race, not escalate it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a nuclear test scheme that almost sank the summit. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.